Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I am so glad about today because, as I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. I see my Aunt Jean is on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in to Jabez Radio. It's always a pleasure to have you on the broadcast and each time we air. And to God be the glory. We thank you for your faithfulness and your dedication to this broadcast. Today's topic, we're talking about the mysteries of God, the mysteries of God. And our focus scripture is coming out of 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 7th verse. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and the 7th verse. And it reads, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift your name on high. We thank you, Father God, for assembling us together just one more time, allowing us to come and have sweet communion and fellowship with you. Father, we thank you for the mysteries of God. We thank you for the depths, Father God, and the heights that we can encounter with you, oh God. We ask that you will continue to bless us and continue to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. Give us knowledge, Father God. Give us wisdom. And in all our getting, give us an understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The mysteries of God. I was talking to a friend of mine last week, and we were talking about the scripture that Jesus said he would do exceeding abundantly above all that we could think or ask according to the power that worketh in us. And we were in awe of that scripture because the scripture says, according to the power that worketh in us, not the power that worketh in God, but the power of God, that the power that worketh. We have power that we can do exploits. And Jesus even told us, he said, that we would do greater works than he would. So that means that we have power and we have authority in Christ Jesus by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost gives us power, amen? That Holy Ghost power that can move mountains, that can cast out devils, that can lay hands on the sick and they recover. That's power, amen? But let's read and look at the in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and let's read that. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And if you don't have your Bibles, please jot it down and reference it later in the second chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, hallelujah, and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man, receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Last week we talked about 2 Corinthians in the second chapter about having the mind of Christ. And having that mind of Christ, we had to have Jesus Christ living within us, his Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So the Bible tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we know that if we think on those things that are lovely and that are just and that are pure and of good report, then we know we're thinking on those things of God. And this mind that we talked about, the mind of Christ, Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So when we have the mind of Christ and we have the Holy Ghost dwelling within us, we can then have an encounter with the Lord to go into the depth and the height of his word and his mysteries of God. And this is what we're talking about, the mysteries of God. These things are spiritually discerned. They're not discerned by the world. The world considers this foolishness. So he that is spiritual can understand the knowledge and the depth and the height of his word and his mysteries. And thank God for my mom who tuned in. Also, thanks, Mom, for tuning in to JBS Radio 1. But he that is spiritual judge of all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Of God is depth. It's Jesus said to he that if you want wisdom, you have to ask for it. But he said the beginning of wisdom is to what? Fear the Lord. That's a deep revelation. If we want wisdom, if we want to be wise, then we have to fear God. Fear him not in that we are just afraid of God, but that we don't want to displease God. We don't want to cause God to bring on the wrath onto us, meaning the children of disobedience. We want to obey his word. So in the mysteries of God, think about knowledge. We think about wisdom. And we need to study his word. We need to know his word so that we can understand his word. Amen? And that we can be wise. Amen? As serpents and harmless as a dove. So here Jesus is telling us in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, that which things he speak not in words with which man's wisdom teacheth. This is in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 13th verse. Which things also we speak, not in the words which the Holy Ghost, but which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost teaching. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us freely the wisdom and the knowledge of his true Holy Spirit. He gives us that opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in a time of need. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says in verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He says, I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and are ye not carnal and walk as men? So what is Jesus saying, and what is he telling us? That when we are babes, we are desiring, he wants us to come to him as babes, desiring the sincere milk of him. And when we're babies, we're newborns, so we're new to this walk in Christ Jesus. And we're new to the revelations of God. But as we grow up, we are no longer on milk, but we become grown and we are on meat. And then we are able to have a better understanding and a knowledge and wisdom in Christ Jesus. Amen. He that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The mysteries of God. There are things in this world that confound the wise. If we look at the clouds, how we can fly in the clouds, how we can, the pilot can just drive from, shift or navigate from one state to another, from one country to another, because of God's grace, powers. These are the mysteries of God. We can't understand it because Jesus said what? He says, my thoughts are what? Not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than ours. Mysteries, the mysteries of God. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So when we're walking in the Spirit, we can discern things in the Spirit because we have the Spirit of God operating in us. If we're walking in the flesh, we cannot discern those things that are spiritual because we are in a carnal state. So Jesus is telling us to walk in the Spirit so that we can discern those things of the Spirit. We can gain knowledge of the mysteries of God. Some things have been hidden. Some things he revealeth to his prophets. The Bible tells us that he revealeth his secrets unto the prophets. And Ephesians tells us that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith. So he gives the church gifts that we just named. But he said he revealeth his secrets to the prophet. When we're walking with Jesus and we're talking with Jesus, we gain an understanding, and because we know him in the power of his might and in his resurrection and through his sufferings, we know him. We become partakers of the Lord. Amen. We take on his suffering and we take on his name. And when we take on his name, we take on his Spirit. And those things of the Spirit that we can understand because they are spiritually discerned. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and are ye not carnal and walk as men? So we can't understand the mysteries of God when we're in the flesh, when we have envying and we have strife and divisions. Those things are not of God. The mysteries of God. Even the marriage ministry is a mystery of God. Jesus tells us in his word that marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is to the church, that he gave himself for it, that she might present her body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is her reasonable service. That's another mystery of God. the deep things of God. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. This is 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Jesus is letting us know that he has already prepared a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. And he shares this knowledge with us in the mysteries of God. And even the princes, Jesus says, of this world, they didn't know it. Because if they knew it, they would not have crucified our Lord. The hidden wisdom. That's what we should ask God for, some hidden wisdom. Because the Bible clearly states, the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. So that's a mystery. You want wisdom? You must fear God. You must keep his commandments. You must obey God. We must walk upright. We must be pleasing in his sight. We must be obedient. Obedient is better than sacrifice. Hidden wisdom. He revealeth his secrets unto the prophets. Why did Jesus give those gifts to the church? That the church might be edified. Amen. And he, Jesus Christ, might be glorified. Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. He says, but I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, shall lead and guide you unto all truth. The Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost on today, we must ask God, Lord, I want to be filled with your spirit. I want you to endow me with power from on high. I want to have the mind of Christ. I want to be able to think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure and of a good report. And I want to have a closer walk with you where I can fear you and be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That's the Bible. Wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Not envying, not what we read, strife, not divisions, but that we might have the mind of Christ and that his Holy Spirit is richly dwelling in us, that we can walk in love, in peace, in joy, and in the Holy Ghost and with power from on high. We can understand the mysteries of God, as he tells us in his word, and all of our getting, get an understanding. Amen? Amen. So who shall separate us from the love of God? No one shall separate us from the love of God, for God is love. Jesus is coming back, and he has let it be known that in these last days you'll see floods and wars, and you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nothing's changed. He wants us to be ready He says, be ye also ready. And he wants us to walk worthy, but he wants us to be wise. He wants us to have knowledge. He said in his word, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What we don't know can hurt us. So we have an opportunity to come, fountain of life that we can choose blessing or cursing, life or death, the mysteries of God. We can learn. He says, come unto me. He says, learn of me. He says, I am low and I am meek. He says, come and learn of me, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changeth not. And the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians and the first verse reads, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. Faithful. And Jesus, he's faithful. And he wants us to be faithful unto death, the ministers of Christ. And we are all ministers of Christ. When we take on his name, when we accept Jesus Christ, when we are baptized in Jesus' name, we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We have become his eyewitnesses, amen, his living examples and his ministers of Jesus Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. Read it for yourself, 1 Corinthians and the fourth chapter. Jesus is, he says, I am a mystery. He says, I am. He is everything. He is everywhere. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's just God, and he's God all by himself. He's amazing. His wonders to perform. And when we look back over our life and we think things over, we just look back and say, where would we have been if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? Mysteries. The mysteries of God. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with the rod or in love and in the spirit of meekness? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for your mysteries. We thank you for your knowledge and the wisdom, Father God. We for your Holy Ghost power. And, Father, we even thank you, Father, for allowing us to get understanding. We ask that you will continue to increase our learning, increase our knowledge, and increase our understanding. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Jesus. Amen. Continue to pray for one another. Also, keep in mind those people in Florida who have been in the hurricane and who have been in floods and who need a place to stay. People need somewhere to go. And so we just want to ask God to keep those people in safety in Florida in the name of Jesus Christ and to cover them and send them help. And send them a ram in the bush. Send ministering angels in their situation to get them out of those tough situations that they may be in, and to bring them out into a new beginning in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Lord, I need